This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Total number of jobs has now reached the absolute number before the recession, but of course the population has grown. According to Men's Health magazine, among the cities where you are most likely to get divorced are Albuquerque, Jacksonville, Toledo, Las Vegas, and Little Rock. McDonald's is closing its three stores in Crimea. Obama has promised two new executive orders for federal workers and contractors to improve the chances for gender equity for women. One would require disclosure by companies of wage rates for all women and minorities, and the other would protect all discussions by workers of their wages from discipline by creating more transparency. The Vatican is investigating the Scottish Archbishop on charges of sexual misconduct. Voters in Montreal and Quebec are once again seeing questions of separation from Canada as an issue in coming elections. Controversy in Brazil over whether or not women showing too much skin are asking to be raped occurred when a poll mistakenly reported that 62% surveyed said they were asking for it instead of 26%. Change the numbers around. Nike has said it supports athletes' right to organize. The NCAA says unionization would explode its student-athlete model, but in wake of organizing, is claiming it is close to change, perhaps by giving conferences more autonomy to act. A study finds spending by colleges increasing more rapidly in sports than academics. A study of deportation of immigrants finds, contrary to administration promises, that two-thirds of those deported have either no criminal record or minor violations like traffic citations, and only 20% have any major records, including drug-related charges, of the 340,000 that have been deported. A report finds inequality between rich and poor is highest in cities where there is limited affordable housing. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.